More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
We have farewelled a legend.
We have.
Former PM Bob Hawke. And you do not say legend, former Prime Minister in the same sentence very much these days.
No, he really was the idea of Australia, wasn't he?
He was. Well, I mean,
when you think of an Aussie bloke, you think of him.
He's one of, I think, the only leader of Australia who also set a world drinking record in his
younger
years.
That's just so Aussie.
It is. He was my childhood PM. I mean, he was the leader for most of the 80s, our longest serving Labor Prime Minister. And on the eve of an election too, it seems especially kind of...
Think that it's kind of hinting at a Labor win?
I wondered. It could go either way, couldn't it? It could be a sign or a poor, I don't know, but maybe.
It seems like it's time for a takeover. You know what I mean? Like, he's passed away, everyone's looking... Like, last night I noticed all the reports were straight to Bill Shorten. It wasn't our current PM to comment on a former PM, it was straight to Bill. I know they're from the same party, but you'd think the PM would be the first to comment...
Well, yeah, I hear what you're saying.
But
maybe.
Straight to Bill. What do you think, Bill?
We'll find out. That's anyway, tomorrow, by the way. So I guess he was born in South Australia. You know, he was educated here.
In WA.
Yeah, he went to Perth Modern School and UWA, but he was clever. Ended up at Oxford.
Wow.
And yet, despite all of that, he also managed to be probably the last Aussie leader who seemed like one of us.
I know, that's great. And of course, the iconic line, anyone who sacks someone for not coming to work today is a bum.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That was
something along those lines.
That was after the America's Cup win.
That's it.
Yeah, a legend. And sadly, I don't think we'll see anything like Bob Hawke again.
No.
Be nice to imagine, maybe.
Yeah.
But
cross the fingers.
We'll miss a true original. California Cafe is brewing up what it calls and probably is the world's most expensive coffee at $75 a year cup. That's US.
US.
110 Aussie.
Jeez Louise.
Klatch Coffee Roasters is serving the exclusive brew. It's called the Elita Natural Geisha 803. At its branches in Southern California.
I'll just have a cup of coffee, thanks.
At San Fran. The 803 refers to the record-breaking price per pound paid for the organic beans at a specialty coffee auction in Panama.
Wow.
They describe the coffee as a rare variety of Arabica from Panama with a floral tea-like flavour with hints of jasmine and berries.
Jeez, you can get all that from a cup of coffee.
To be honest, though... It's got to be better than Kopi Luwak. Finally, which is, if you remember, the world's most expensive coffee that came via the rear end of an animal.
If I had to try one of the two, I would pay $100 for a cup of coffee rather than eat cat poo.
Finally, coffee lovers of the world rejoicing. Freaky food. Freaky food. It is. Welcome back to the Church of Freaky Food, ladies and gentlemen.
Church.
And do you know what I was inspired by this time around? Well, weirdly, I was watching an episode of Ellen and former talk show host David Letterman.
Yeah.
Very, very Santa Clausy these days.
Is he?
Yeah, he's got an enormous beard.
Like Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
They've both turned into Santa.
Well, he was answering questions about, I think it was things that people don't know about you.
Okay.
Let me play the audio.
All right.
What's something that you love that everyone hates?
The peanut butter and Worcestershire sandwiches.
Oh.
Well. You're right on that.
Something he loves that everyone else hates.
Peanut butter and Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce, peanut butter sandwich ready to go here.
That is very odd.
I've pre-made the sandwich so it looks a little bit weird.
And you've got butter with your peanut butter.
Well, this is an argument that we've had before. It's because I live.
You live.
You know, I'm not constrained by whatever weird...
By fat content.
Pretty much.
You don't need it. It's called peanut butter. You don't need more butter.
It's not. Yeah, but you can't.
Oh my God, that's a lot of Worcestershire.
You can't fry something in peanut butter.
Yeah, but you're not frying this. So
no, I know, but it's not actually butter. That's my point.
Yeah, but you don't need it on bread.
You do.
You're frying something. Okay,
yeah,
anyway.
You do. I say you do. What I don't know what to do with is how much.
I feel like you should spread it. It's going to soak in.
How do you spread?
Well, you should have had some kind of utensil. Ah, get your finger out of it. Yuck.
Well, come on, I'm improvising.
That's disgusting. Wait, have you washed your hands?
Not since 1912.
That's disgusting. Everyone's dirty fingers on that desk and they rubbed it in your sandwich. That looks soggy. That looks terribly soggy. I can see where it soaked through. Yuck.
Okay.
Doesn't help you use the thinnest bread I've ever seen.
Look at it. It's stained.
Yuck. I imagine it would be powerful.
Savory.
Savory. Yeah? What are you feeling? What are you tasting?
Well, you know, What's in Worcester sauce?
I don't know. I was just trying to imagine. I haven't had it for so long. I can't even imagine the taste.
I feel like there's fishy kind of... Have a sniff.
Boy, sniff this.
I feel like there's a fishy element to it. So there's like an anchovy kind of overtone to peanut butter sandwiches.
Okay, so... There's anchovies in it. That's why you're smelling the fish. Vinegar, sugar, golden syrup, tamarind, onion powder, and spices.
I don't know why you do it. I don't know why you do it.
Oh, that is not. Yeah, anyway, so he's a weirdo. Is that what you're saying?
It is a bit odd. I probably won't repeat this experiment.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a 7. It's not awful.
7. Wow, that's pretty high.
But it just seems strangely unnecessary, David Letterman. He earns a lot of money. He doesn't need to eat this.
He chooses to.
Feel free to tell us what you think we should try. Your favourite combos that people look at you strangely for.
Yeah, so coastlive.com.au. There's a Freaky Food Friday tab. Let us know your weird food combos.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Nikki Parkinson, for a Friday, brings it home. Come on.
Now, Madonna has been barred from performing at Saturday's upcoming Eurovision Song Contest finale over an unsigned contract.
Oh.
Now, she was prevented from entering the Eurovision venue in Tel Aviv because she hadn't yet signed a contract to appear on the show, so they were very strict there.
Yeah.
She's Madonna, just let her in.
Exactly.
An agreement was eventually reached and she was allowed inside, but she's also been squabbling with Eurovision executives over an anti-Christian imagery in her song Like a Prayer, which she plans to perform at Saturday's finale.
Is it controversial still, that song? Like, it's been out for a long time. I think
everyone has heard it. Everyone has seen
it. No one's going to be shocked by it.
No. Yeah, anyway. She's had a lot of issues with them at the moment. And she said in a statement, "I'll never stop playing my music to suit someone's political agenda." And, of course, we'll see our Aussie representative, Kate Miller-Heike, in the running for the title of Eurovision 2019. So make sure you tune in to SBS and check her out. I'm not sure what time it'll be when it's converted, but Saturday sometime, you may have to wait up. Now, Elton John has reportedly been reduced to tears at the Rocketman premiere overnight. The legendary singer had to be comforted by his husband after watching the Rocketman biopic for the first time at the Cannes Film Festival. Lead actor Taron Egerton, who plays Elton in the film, was also a bit teary after the screening, so I dare say you need to take your tissues with you when you check this one out. The pair have also released a new duet together called Love Me Again, which will feature on the official Rocketman soundtrack.
It's Elton John. It's also a little bit Golden Girls.
Just
it reminds you of the Golden Girls
just
theme.
Just a touch of Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Rocketman is out in cinemas on May 30. Now, more than 340,000 Game of Thrones fans have signed a petition to remake the show's final season.
Now,
they are not happy.
Without dropping any spoilers, there are some people that aren't happy.
Yeah, look, I think most...
Is that a spoiler?
The last episode that was aired, they're not happy with, is the main issue. They're saying remake Game of Thrones Season 8 with competent writers. Boom!
Gee.
Which is a big call because George R. R. Martin, the author of all the original Fire and Ice, or Ice and Fire, whatever they're called, book series, has given them pointers. So he knows what's going on. He's happy with it. And you're basically saying, you are wrong. You are the creator and you are wrong. Anyway, last week's episode was the lowest ever rated on Rotten Tomatoes.
Right.
And one more ep to go on Monday. So we'll wait and see what happens.
Big things expected out of this very last one.
I think so.
Nikki and Tamello, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.